The summit on protecting the world's oceans ended Friday with a call to tackle the major threats of climate change, overfishing, habitat loss, and pollution. The Global Oceans Action Summit for Blue Growth and Food Security was held in The Hague. A joint initiative on ocean health was announced by the Netherlands, the summit host country, the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, the World Bank, and summit organizers. Valerie Hickey of the World Bank says the summit was a success.
I think this was the first time that over 600 people came together to align agendas across the conservation and growth fields to discuss how can we actually commit to action to support broad-based blue growth, food security. This was about making sure that we can invest in the oceans in a way that alleviates poverty, that shares broad prosperity while turning down the heat.
Hickey is the World Bank's sector manager for agriculture and environmental services. She says broad agreement was possible at the Ocean Summit, unlike many summits on climate change.
This was the Global Oceans Action Summit. This was not an intergovernmental summit where we were negotiating text. This was an opportunity for the over 80 ministers, leaders from the private sector and civil society to sit down together and make commitments to real action in real time. This was an opportunity to take our hats off, to not speak simply from government positions, to move beyond our positions and start talking about real commitments in real time.
She says agreement was reached on a three-part approach to protecting the oceans. The first would set up partnerships.
We need to bring in the private sector. We need to increase our investments in small and medium-sized enterprises, because at the end of the day, it's local communities, it's family fishers, it's small-scale fishers who are going to drive broad-based blue growth in the ocean space. We also talked about governance. We talked about the fact that we need to accelerate actions to make sure we can eliminate illegal, unregulated, and unreported fishing.
The third part of the strategy, she says, calls for financing from new places and new partners to support blue growth programs. Hickey says she's confident these recommendations will move from commitment to action.
Absolutely. I can say personally that we as the World Bank are committed to following up on the actions that we promised to do after the summit. It includes helping countries to undertake natural capital accounting of their ocean resources so they can begin to realize real returns from their ocean assets in a sustainable way, in a broad-based way that returns benefits to those local communities and small-scale fishers who rely for food security, for their livelihoods, for their income on the oceans.
Also commenting on the outcome of the Ocean Summit was Netherlands Agriculture Minister Sharon Dijksma, the chair of the summit. She says the world community has shown courage and boldness to move ahead and take action on ocean health and food security. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.